This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver-based oil company is violating a state order to stop selling its product in Colorado. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
KP Kaufman is still pumping oil from dozens of wells in northern Colorado, even though the state issued a shutdown order in early February. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission says the company still needs to clean up dozens of spills near farms and roads or risk losing its business license permanently and having the state take over ownership. KP Kaufman says it needs more time, and the company plans to pursue legal action to overturn the shutdown order. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The owner of Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, has acknowledged that some hosts at the news network endorsed election fraud conspiracies on the air. Murdoch spoke under oath as part of a defamation lawsuit against Fox News by Denver-based Dominion Voting Systems. The New York Times reports that during the deposition, Murdoch said several hosts promoted the false claim that the 2020 election was stolen. According to court documents, Murdoch said he could have stopped them, but didn't. Denver is starting a new project to help tell the stories of American Indian and indigenous people. Denver's Landmark Preservation Team and the Office of Storytelling is developing a written study and a documentary of Native people in what is now the Denver area. Rick Williams is executive director.
This is our sacred homeland, and I think that we need to be able to tell our own story.
The team is recording hundreds of stories, often left out of history books. Still ahead this morning, RTD is proposing a ban on people riding all day long after their fares expire. That's one way that some people are able to stay warm. And advocates for people experiencing homelessness say the change would have serious consequences.
There's going to be a lot of people that are going to freeze to death, literally. There are a lot of people that will freeze to death.
And what is it like to ride all day long? We found out. And the story is later in this hour. Metro Denver and the Front Range have the chance for snow through the day and tonight. This is CPR News.